Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
John Jastrzemski. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
It's 10:05 here on this Tuesday evening. It's JJ After Dark. John Jastrzemski, we're guiding you through the next 2 hours right here on The Fan. And it's 20 week. Fired up. My favorite 2 days in sports. Friday, wall-to-wall action. Saturday, wall-to-wall action. This guy knows a thing or two about planning the NCAA tournament. Spent a long, long time as the head coach at St. Joe's. And now he's alongside Juwan Howard with the number one seed, Michigan Wolverines. Coach Phil Martelli. What's happening, Coach? How you doing?
JJ, how you doing? I have to tell you, listening to the update and hearing the scores and exhibition baseball, and they don't do a lot of that in Ann Arbor. So I need some baseball. I need some Philly updates too.
Oh, I know. You got my guy Girardi at the helm. You got a nice shortstop in Dino Gregorius. And listen, Coach, you can focus on the baseball season in a couple weeks. I promise you that. Once you guys take care of business, win, I don't know, 7-8 games, then you can worry about the baseball season. I got to start here. How has it been for you as a basketball lifer? You're a head coach for all these years. Now you're alongside Juwan at a powerhouse like Michigan. How has that experience been?
JJ, you just hit it. It's the powerhouse. Everything that's done at Michigan is in pursuit of a national championship. The guy that handles the phones, the nutritionist, the strength and conditioning people, everybody has a role. They all play this role, and it's to set up the coaching staff that we can be in position to pursue not just number one seeds, but also this national championship, Big Ten championship. So I have just been in awe of how Michigan goes about this. I've been in awe of working for these close to 2 years now with Juwan Howard, with Howard Eisley, and with Saadi Washington. I didn't need a boost, if you know what I mean. Like, I wasn't done. But to be in this situation has been very rewarding.
Well, Coach, it's been great to see. You obviously have had great success the last 2 years. Juwan Howard, though, it's such a weird spot for him in the sense that he's this beloved Michigan man. He's a part of the Fab Five. He's having success in the NBA. He's a part of championship teams with the Miami Heat. And he gets the Michigan job after Coach Beilein, who's one of the best coaches to do it. And he has just taken that role and has run with it. I mean, it's amazing the transition, Coach, that he has made. When was the moment for you? You're working with him every day. Well, you're like, holy smokes, this guy not only knows what he's doing, this guy's a really good head coach.
actually think that last summer when we were doing individual work and he knew exactly how he wanted to teach skills, he rolls his sleeves up and takes the big guys and works. And if you can think about that, you know, two Final Fours as a player and world championships, 19 years in the league, 6 years, and yet he's willing to hold a practice dummy to play phantom defense against the low post. In my brain, I was saying, well, let's see how this plays out. And then when we would sit and we would discuss offense, it was clear to me that he had an offensive mindset. The small things on defense that aren't so small. How are you going to guard the ball screen in today's game? How do you want to guard the low post? And then as the game started, him understanding the nuances of, you know, quote unquote, working a referee, the timeout situation in college. Our first exhibition game called a timeout, and he said to me, now, you know, let's diagram a play for front court. And I said, no, the ball gets inbounded. And it was like a brain freeze because he thought he was in the NBA and we were just going to advance the ball down the floor during the timeout. I just have been amazed at how he's handled situations. You know, we could not win on the road last year, JJ, and he just stayed with it. He didn't deviate. There wasn't a sense of panic. Most first year coaches, I can remember my first year, and you're, oh, you know what? We better become a zone team, or we better press. Or he just stayed the course. Same thing happened this year when we hit the pause, not because of any doings, but because of a variant broke out on campus. So we were paused for 17, 18, 19 days. He just stayed the course. He stayed the course in recruiting. Despite what happened against Maryland last week, he is a very, very calm guy, and he's very comfortable with his own abilities.
You know, Coach, that was something, because you nailed it with Juwan Howard. He is a very mild-mannered, cool, calm, collected type of guy. So I'm watching your game. It's the first game on Friday. I'm off. I'm in my glory. I'm like, this is great. It's amazing to have conference tournaments again, even though I was still not over what happened with Syracuse and Virginia. But then again, that's a story for a different day. But then I'm watching. And don't get me started there. Don't get me started there, Coach. But listen, I see Juwan Howard going off. I literally ran and got something to drink, and I'm like, what in the world happened there? So I ask you, you're on the bench. I mean, you don't have to give me everything, but what set off Coach, and what was that back and forth there with Maryland?
He was disputing an out-of-bounds call, and he did wander to half court, so he was out of the coaching box. And then I was back. I have consciously stayed in my seat. I don't want to be accused of, well, you're gesturing or you're posturing or whatever it would be. And by the time I got up, there was an exchange with him, Mark Turgeon. I didn't hear it. I saw it, but I didn't hear it. And then, whatever was inside, just came out. And again, there were so many people milling about. I didn't realize anything that had happened until the referee came over to me and said, he's out. And I was like, who are we talking about here? Can I get a little bit further explanation? Realized at that point in time, you know, I have to bring this home, but all credit, really, Howard Eisley is the offensive coordinator, Saadi Washington, the defensive coordinator. I managed the game, and the players responded as you would think a team with nine seniors would respond.
We got Coach Phil Martelli, spent a lifetime at St. Joe's. Now he's killing it on Juwan Howard's staff with the Michigan Wolverines. Coach, you've seen teams red hot going into the NCAA tournament flame out quickly. You've seen teams ice cold get hot at the right time. Nobody was hotter than Michigan as of like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm watching you guys. I'm like, this team can absolutely win a national championship. They're firing on all cylinders. And then you're in the Big Ten. You're going to lose a couple of games. That can happen. You lose the game to Illinois. You lose a tough one, almost come back against Ohio State on Saturday. In general, do you put any stock in how you're playing down the stretch? Or is the NCAA tournament one of those events where it's about, well, forget about last week, forget about a month ago. It's about what you're going to do over the next 3 weeks that determines your fate. Like, how do you prefer a team almost losing a game or two? Or would you rather be like humming going into the big dance?
My preference, JJ, would be to be humming. I've never quite understood the idea of a good loss. I don't know where that comes from. You know, it was good for you to lose a game. I would like to be still on the ascent, so to speak. And earlier in your statement there, I think that the idea of the Big Ten, and that's what I've been kind of dwelling on, that Big Ten, there weren't 2 days to prepare. Like in our situation this weekend, Mount St. Mary's or Texas Southern, they're going to have 1 day to prepare. St. Bonaventure, LSU, if we win Saturday for Monday night, they have 1 day to prepare. In the Big Ten, these teams basically have been preparing for 2 years, as we have been preparing for 2 years. You know everybody's name. You know everybody's tendencies. And certainly, we did not address the physicality that we faced against Illinois. We did not address the physicality at Michigan State. I'm not saying fouling. It was just these teams were going to knock us off our route, and they were big enough and strong enough to do that. So I think that there's going to be a freshness. There is another little wrinkle with this year's tournament. We don't play till Saturday. So we will basically be a week off and without a pause for COVID in the middle of the year. There is no other time we would have had a week off. So I'm anticipating that we're going to be able to be fresh. I think for this year's tournament, the navigation of the bubble is going to be a big deal. Last year's NBA, the two best teams were the Bucks and the Clippers. Neither one got to the conference finals. Why? The bubble got to them. So we are doing a lot of things with our players to say, you know, let's get there so that we can play good basketball. Not great basketball, good basketball starting Saturday.
You bring up a great point with these mental games. I think it's going to be enormous over these next couple weeks. And listen, when you had a team that had high hopes back at St. Joe's, Jameer Nelson, Delonte West, Dwayne Jones, you see any similarity, Coach, to that team you had at St. Joe's, to the team you're a part of now at Michigan, or totally different?
I've been asked that a lot through this year, you know, as we climbed the rankings, and they would say, you know, how did it feel? I said, I'm going to give you the number one biggest difference. We had no social media in 03-04.
No Instagram, no Snapchat, no TikTok, none of that nonsense, you know, right?
There was no, hey, I heard Jameer Nelson hitting a couple pops at Joe's Tavern. We didn't have any of that. We had a lot of attention, and we captured Philadelphia's fascination. But what you navigate now with all of the social media presence, and it's just different. It sounds crazy, but it's just not the same. It's just not the same. And now you add in the COVID, you know, we had guys that played together for 3 and 4 years on our team. We have two guys that transferred in, one from Columbia, Mike Smith, and one from Wake Forest and Sean D. Brown. You know, Hunter Dickinson, everybody says, oh, it's unbelievable, he's a freshman. He's 20 years old as a freshman. So it is, it, that part is different. And I would say with this team, just the overwhelming size that we can bring. And on the other side of the coin, like, I wouldn't trade my 0-3 Ford team for any. And I wouldn't take a backseat if they said, okay, you line up and play this Michigan team. But it is a different world. It's a different world that these young guys are playing in now.
You ain't kidding. Isaiah Livers, coach. He going to be able to give it a go at some point in this tournament, or is that TBD?
It's to be determined. You know, it's not absolutely positively shut down, and it's not absolutely positively, you know, going to give it a go. It's really, you know, stay out of medical, stay out of the medical situations if you're not medical. And he is being monitored. He's still staying with his conditioning as he can when we're practicing. And boy, he is a terrific, terrific teammate. And you know, he started as a freshman in the national championship game. We could use his experience.
If you guys are going to have success in this tournament, Coach, and you guys are more than capable of winning multiple games, you're more than capable of winning the whole thing, what's the biggest key for Michigan?
I think the biggest key is going to be elimination of distractions and elimination of this idea that woe is us because we're in the bubble. I really do mean that. I think all of the teams are in the bubble. Everybody has sacrificed all year. Their families have sacrificed. And we want to be in position where it's about basketball, not about these distractions. I have confidence. And I think the earlier in the conversation, the freshness of opponents is going to be a bonus for us.
Final one, Coach. And I know you're very tight and you go ways back with this guy. You got to tell me your favorite honest story that you can actually share regarding Jim Boeheim. Because as a Syracuse guy, he is such a fascinating character. Because I think it's a lot of stick, it's a lot of tongue-in-cheek, but he's a basketball nut. He's watching all these games. He's a lifer, and I think he's going to do it until, you know, he doesn't want to do it anymore. Do you have a favorite Jim Boeheim story?
This has always stuck with me. We were together every single day. He was the head coach of the under-20 team, USA Basketball. I was the assistant. We were together every day. It was 6 or 7 weeks. We were together. We won a gold medal in Japan, and we were all in our hall, and we were like kids on Christmas Eve. We just couldn't wait to get to the bus, to get to the airport, even though it was going to be, you know, a 24-hour flight home, and to get to Philly, we were going from Japan to San Francisco and San Francisco, and all, it was going to be endless, the trip. And so all the players were in there, and we had Caron Butler and Jameer Nelson and Michael Sweetney, and we had a fascinating, fascinating team. We win the gold medal. The next morning, we're all supposed to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and get on the bus, and we're up and we're out in the hallway, and they come and say, hey, we're really sorry, but we can't go home as a group. Everybody go back to their room. And I'm kind of lingering out in the hallway, and I'm thinking, and I see them knock on Jim Boeheim's door, and they said, Coach, if you leave right now, we can get you boom, 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 and we can get you back to Syracuse. My man went in, took his bags, came out in the hallway. Now, we've been together for 7 or 8 weeks together, every single day, every meal. He rolled his bags right down the hallway, never turned around and say, yo, Phil, I'll see you later, or thanks for your help. We won the gold medal. He didn't say goodbye to one person. And I finally, he's at the end of the hall. He goes, yo, how about, like, goodbye? He goes, I don't have time for that. And he walks out the door.
Oh, that is tremendous. And listen, that's a guy who's a man on a mission at all times, Coach. You know that. He is a man on a mission. And I'm sure the golf game is not suffering even with those Syracuse winners, just saying.
No, he is quite a player. And, I'll give you one other one. I brought him to Philadelphia to speak for Coaches versus Cancer. And I was away at a coach's clinic. I was coming back late for the dinner. I set him up with a brother-in-law to play golf at a really nice course. And I finally meet up with them on the 16th hole. And my brother-in-law and Jim are playing. The other two guys, I don't know them. So I say to them, hey, Jim, how about you introduce me to the people you're playing with? He said, I don't know their names. I said, wait a second, you played 16 holes of golf and you don't know their names? Oh, brother.
No time for it. Coach, you are the best. We'll be rooting like crazy over the next couple of weeks. And how many wins for the Phillies, by the way? What are we thinking, 84, 85 wins? Is that reasonable?
Man, I hope. I'm. We have to get 90 wins. That's got to be it.
There you go. You're thinking big. Hey, I don't blame you. At the NCAA tournament, you got a number one seed. You could be thinking big. You're doing a fabulous job. Glad you're killing it with you on. All the best. Anytime you want to talk some shop during the summer when you got some time on your hands, Coach, you know where to find us, okay?
You got it. Thanks for including me.
There you have it. That's Phil Martelli, one of the all-time great college basketball coaches. He is Juwan Howard's right-hand man at Michigan, and they're a one seed getting ready for this big dance.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.